Stedman, Executive Director of the Arroyo Foundation for Women and Girls in Greater Hartford. And what a job they do. This is terrific. This is really great for the girls, and $110,000 annually in programs that help women and girls complete college, with the idea that this is the economic game changer for them. Aurora also encourages women and girls to engage in efforts that benefit their communities. What a tremendous program. And Jennifer is our guest this morning. Jennifer, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, you got the voice for it. You really got the voice for it. And you know, when I was reading about this the other day, and when I knew you were going to be on, I said, you know, it's about time that you had something like this, because, you know, once these women and the girls, they get involved in this, it's tremendous. It really is.
That's really what I find as I meet more women students who are in our program. We're just giving them the tools that they need access to, and then they do the most amazing things, whether it's start the first student-run food pantry at Nuntuck, go to their first leadership conference all the way in Florida. They are going to be the ones that change our world, that really make the difference that we need to improve our communities.
Jennifer, I'm looking at some of the information here, and just your funding level since the early 2000s up to where we are in 2018 and looking beyond, it's taken quite a bit of a jump here. You must be proud of that.
We're super proud of the support that we get from the community, and it's from small dollar donors. It's from corporations that want to see women in our community succeed. And we even have a group called 100 Men for Aurora, who recognize that directing their efforts and leadership to women and girls is what's going to be the game changer in our community.
Jennifer, what was the motivation here? How did this all get going? I mean, when I was reading about it, I said, "My God, this is tremendous! This is tremendous for America, truly."
The kind of nationally, the push for women's funds started probably in the 1980s, but in 2000, a group of powerful businesswomen in Hartford came together, and they decided that they wanted to be part of this trend of trying to direct more charitable dollars to women and girls. And so they got together and formed a nonprofit. And so it was all volunteer for probably the first 10 years before we had a full-time director. And you can see that we've really been able to build support in the community and increase both our research about what women and girls need to really get that out to the community, to really promote programs that are going to help more women and girls get their educational and economic security needs met. And it's been really exciting.
Talk about one thing here that's interesting to me. It's called the College Success Program. You've had almost 800 women participate in that since 2014. Talk a little about that.
Sure. So what we're funding are various, we consider them kind of pilot programs. Like, what are various strategies that we, through our research, have realized that women need to help them complete their college degree, right? It's one thing to start it, but it's another thing to get done. And that can be needs from everything to housing and childcare, learning how to speak up and gain confidence, to finding role models, other women, particularly other women of color who have succeeded that you can kind of look to and target your success for. So we have a program at WeSTEM at Manchester Community College that's all about getting more women into STEM fields and helping them navigate that, and then getting them into a four-year science or technology program. Or we have a program like the Women's Leadership Institute at Nunntuck Community College that offers women training to help them learn how to advocate for themselves. And then they end up doing projects in the community that are based on community service. So it's a range of different programs that we fund with the idea that we'll share those programs and hope other colleges around the area will start to do similar things.
You know, another thing too, Jennifer, another thing too, you find that women, okay, girls, women, when they get into our business, and I remember this clearly, when they get into our business, they know what to do, they have great ideas, and it's made our business entirely different, more powerful, and also more in the way that they want you to know exactly how they feel and what they want, and then you can express that as well.
Yep. Well, and we've done some research so that we can tell people, here's the impact of having more women on your corporate board, mm-hmm. of having female-founded businesses. There's a direct connection to making more money, to having your companies perform better, right? Putting women in leadership positions isn't just the politically correct thing to do. It's better for your bottom line, and we love to get that message out, that these programs around women's leadership are really better for everyone.
Jennifer Steadman, what can people do if they want to donate, if they want to get involved with your group, if they want to perhaps offer positions in their operation, in their business, or work with you folks? How can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us at our website, aurorafoundation.org, O-R-G, and there you can find out how to donate, how to contact us. And we also have our next Women's Giving Circle starting up later in the spring. So if you'd like to be part of a group of women who are coming together to give out their own grant to support women and girls, we'd love to have more participants in the community to do that.
What was the first reaction? I can imagine. What was the first reaction?
The first reaction to...
Well, when you started your organization.
When you started your organization.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't part of it back in 2000, but I think all along, when we have our big annual event in the fall, the energy in that room is tremendous. I mean, the women leaders that come together, the male community leaders that come to our breakfast, like, this is exciting and empowering, and the whole community can see the impact of what we're doing, and it's really... It really just kind of lifts you up and inspires you.
I love the name, Aurora.
Yeah, where'd the name come from? I mean, any info on why they picked that name or not?
Yeah, sure. The idea was that it was it's connected with the idea of the dawn, right, mm-hmm. of kind of bringing women into the light of yep. a new era mm-hmm. of kind of empowering women and girls.
Excellent. AuroraFoundation.org, AuroraFoundation.org. If your business or your group wants to get involved, if you want to get involved or make a donation. Jennifer Steadman, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
And good luck.
Thank you
continued,
so much.
Continued success.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye. AuroraFoundation.org. I'm looking at it here. Brad, a couple of people we know that we've had on the show are
yes.
also on the board of directors,
yep.
which is interesting, so that's good.